President Davis and the Confederate leaders weren't worried. They were sure England would provide supplies. After all, England had always bought Southern cotton and tobacco, and Southerners had always bought manufactured goods from England. English aristocrats and Southern plantation owners were good friends. Many English men and women didn't like Yankee ideas on equality. Besides, England needed cotton for her cotton mills. There was no question about it. England would come to their rescue. The Southern leaders had made a big miscalculation. It just happened that English warehouses were filled with cotton. There was a surplus on hand. And when the Union Navy blockaded Southern ports, the British Navy didn't like the idea of interfering with a blockade. The world was changing, and England too. Slavery was now recognized as evil. Great Britain had abolished slavery in 1772. But it was Harriet Beecher Stowe's book that made the British understand that slaves were real people. 1.5 million copies of Uncle Tom's Cabin were sold in England in 1 year. It was astonishing. Everywhere people were weeping over Uncle Tom and Eliza. Even the Queen wept, or so it was said. Some British politicians wanted to help the South, but most of England's people wouldn't hear of it. They had become ardent abolitionists. President Davis had another problem. Remember when our country was governed under the Articles of Confederation? Remember that a confederation hadn't worked well because each state had more power than the central government? Well, the Confederacy was a confederation. President Davis just didn't have the political power he needed to fight a war. He couldn't make the Confederate states do anything they didn't want to do, like pay taxes. He had yet another problem. It was his personality. He was honest and could always be trusted, but he was also stubborn and irritable. People didn't enjoy working with him. And he didn't write well. Yes, he knew where to put his commas and semicolons. He'd had a fine education, but he couldn't express himself as Abraham Lincoln could. He wasn't eloquent. He wasn't inspiring. That didn't help his cause.